This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores Spain, Peter Singer, and the Great Ape. And now here's Paige.
What does the Spanish Parliament have in common with Peter Singer, the Australian bioethicist? They both have high regard for the great apes, a family of primates that includes the gorilla, orangutan, and chimpanzee. Peter Singer, who gained notoriety for his 1975 book Animal Liberation, helped start the Great Ape Project. Their goal? To defend the rights of great apes, such as the right to life, the right not to be tortured, and the protection of their individual liberty. The Spanish Parliament apparently agrees. Recently, they resolved that gorillas, orangutans, chimpanzees, and bonobos have a right to life and to freedom. Under the threat of criminal penalties, apes cannot be used in circuses, movies, or even television commercials. The actions of the Spanish Parliament echo the legal arguments of a growing cottage industry that includes journals devoted entirely to animal law. Their ambition? Personhood for the great ape. How should we think about these legal and moral claims? First, the legal claim. The Constitution of the United States protects persons against deprivation of their right to life, liberty, or property without due process of law. In other words, personhood matters. Over 30 years ago, the Supreme Court declared that the unborn child is not a person and therefore does not have a right to life which the government is obliged to protect. You know that case, Roe v. Wade, which opened the door to abortion on demand. If the great ape is declared to be a person, then it would have legal rights and status superior to that of human unborn children. This is not necessary to prevent cruelty to animals. Over 40 states make the abuse and torture of animals a felony. Now, the moral claim. Peter Singer has argued that animals should be protected from suffering, that great apes have greater capacity to suffer than some disabled human infants, and therefore a higher moral status. As Christians, we know that our moral status is not based on whether or not we can experience pain and suffering, nor is it granted to us by an ethicist or an act of parliament. Our moral status, our dignity, is inherent. That means it is neither given nor earned, but an essential aspect of who we are as human beings. Alone of all the species, humans are created in the image of God. We are the species He chose to carry His imprint. It doesn't depend on how smart we are or our physical perfection. We have dignity because we exist. Not only did God create us, He became one of us so that we might become like Him. I am not justifying the torture of animals, a subject for another commentary, but I am saying that Spain and Peter Singer exhibit moral dyslexia by elevating animal rights while neglecting the most defenseless among us, the unborn.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.